Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We're here with Leo Lilly and Sam from the Beatniks on Sustainable Sound. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good. We can hear you loud and clear. Welcome to the Radio 1 studio. Welcome to Sustainable Sounds. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. Up to too much today, but you know, we're chilling.
Yeah, fantastic.
Glad to come back here as always.
We both work from home, so it's good to get out of the house.
Yeah, you know, leave the cave.
Yeah. It's like that, eh? When you're working from home, you just get in this hole, and if you don't leave intentionally, it's bad.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Anyway, when you're not working from home, you're both in some pretty cool musical setups. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I've got my band going.
Do you call it a band, even though it's still just your name?
Yeah, I actually have to explain this like quite a few times.
So like, you're in a band called Leo Lilly, which happens to also be your name.
Yeah. I've had to be like, I'm actually like a solo musician who has a band, or a solo artist that has a band.
Yeah. So what does the rest of your band say? Do they say like, oh yeah, I'm in Leo Lilly?
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I'm in Leo Lilly's band. Yeah, we haven't quite come up with like a and the kind of name. Okay. You know, like,
have you thought about it? Would you be in and the?
Well, our group chat, I named it The Degenerates.
Right,
so maybe Leo Lilly and The Degenerates. But I don't know.
We'll have to see
about that one.
What about, where did the Beatniks name come from?
The Beatniks name was probably, where did it come from? I think it kind of was just it was a random thing because we were originally just a solo, like I was a solo act, Sam Charlesworth under my own name as well, and I formed a band which was Kendall and Logan and my mate Rundle, and then we got asked to play some gigs, and then it was Sam Charlesworth was the name, and then we kind of started trying to think about what we could call ourselves because everybody wanted to start writing stuff together as well.
Yeah.
And then it kind of became Sam Charlesworth and the Beatniks, and then it became just the Beatniks.
Yeah, nice. What about Beatniks? Is that from?
Yeah.
Because it's a Ramones song, is it? No. I'm confused.
It's a. I think there's a Clean song.
The Clean.
Yeah. Called Beatnik. So I think it's probably kind of some kind of homage to that. But it's also kind of just like, I think I chose it because it was more of like a subculture type thing, and it felt like we were within some kind of subculture scene, I guess, down here.
Yeah, right. So that's like the sort of Dunedin Sound sort of muso.
Yeah. So that's kind of where that sparked from, I guess.
Yeah, nice. Do you have any synergies with Death and the Maiden, the other Dunedin band, named after a song by a classic Dunedin Sound?
Yeah. No, they're great. I don't actually know any of the people. Maybe I do know who's in. I don't even know. But yeah, great band.
So you both have some awesome gigs coming up.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Yes. Next Wednesday, the 17th of July.
Yeah.
We got two gigs on the same night. In
two gigs on the same
two
night.
Two gigs. Yeah. Wow. Two for one.
Both the Beatniks and Leo Lilly playing.
Yeah.
Both
two.
Of them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's a bonanza. Wait, how long do you have between them? Like, is it going to be a mad dash?
I think I'm playing Dig the Gig at 9, and then I'd start the next ones at 11:30.
Okay.
So I probably have maybe an hour, 45 minutes. So not too bad.
Yeah. And 9 o'clock is also when this show finishes next week. So you'll be able to listen to this show in the car on the way there
and then go straight onto the stage.
Straight on the stage.
Yeah. How good. And the Beatniks also playing the same two gigs.
Yeah. Also playing Dig the Gig and playing at Catacombs.
Yeah, nice.
A bit later on.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you want to tell us more about Dig the Gig? Because it's a pretty crazy competition, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild. There's been like 3 heats. Each heat has had, maybe 7 or 8 bands?
Yeah. And it works by, there's an audience reaction part, right?
Yeah, a decibel meter, noise decibel meter at the end.
Yeah, so the band with the loudest cheer gets through. Yeah.
So basically you got to just invite all your friends or just pay people to come.
And make sure that they're at the end.
Yeah, right. I didn't actually realize that, but, I thought they would just do it on cheers at the end of your set so that people, it's like an instant reaction.
Yeah.
But it's like, they do it at the end for every single person, everyone that came has to wait between all the other acts to support you, I guess, and cheer you into the next round, which is pretty interesting.
But. So if you're in first, you have to have friends that stay for a really long time.
Yeah, you've got to have some pretty good friends.
Yeah. Okay. How was it playing for that? Like, was it interesting? Like, did you have that in mind? Like, you had to play so well that people cheered for you?
Yeah, I think it was just like any other gig, really.
Yeah, I mean, you're only playing like three songs, and to be honest, once I came off, I was just like, oh man, I'm just starting to keep going.
Just,
like,
yeah, right.
You know, it was a bit of a tease. I'm like, oh wow. Like,
no, yeah, three times is not really enough.
I have to wait. Like, yeah.
Shall we play one of your songs?
Sure.
Do you want to tell us the story behind It Begins Again?
It Begins Again. Well, it's a great story. Obviously, you know, came to Dunedin, you know, starting myself as a solo musician, came up with my first song, It Begins, and then just so happens that my lead guitarist in my band is also an amazing wizard, I don't know how he does it, Donk Mastermind, and I was like, yo.
Wait, what does Donk mean? Is that
Donk? Oh, it's like a subgenre of like hard techno electronic music. So he remixes like a lot of other songs.
Yeah.
If you check him out, like he just songs you would not expect to go together. He just somehow just makes it work.
Yeah.
In the most hilarious way.
The magic man's name is Robbie Baxter.
Yeah, Robbie Baxter.
DJ Bax. Okay, well, maybe we'll play some after this.
You should. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. But first, let's hear It Begins Again by Leo Lilly. It is Lilly, right? Rather than Lily? Lilly.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Clear that up.
Yeah. On Radio 1. This is Sustainable Sounds. Keep it locked. We've got some more good stuff coming. It's Sustainable Sounds on Radio 1. That was It Begins Again by Leo Lilly, who is right here in the studio with us. Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora. What a tune.
What a tune. You must have heard that quite a lot by now.
Yeah. No. Still slaps.
Slaps every time. I remember the first time I heard it, it was right here on Radio 1. I was listening to it in the car, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. I've never heard a song that like mixes this like indie and electronic stuff just quite like that. So it's really cool.
I know,
So we've also got Sam from the Beatnix here, and we're going to play one of your songs. So tell us about What's Wrong.
What's Wrong? This was a song that one of the first Beatnix songs that like all of us wrote together, because we started as like my solo kind of group. They were my backing band, and then we were playing all the songs that I kind of wrote myself and wrote all the parts and did all of that and just gave it to them to play. And this was the first time that we kind of wrote a song collectively by kind of jamming and kind of came up with this riff, which is the main kind of riff for the whole thing. And then we kind of tried to think about what we wanted to write about as a group. And it was actually pretty funny because we came up with the line, "What's wrong with the world today?" Just because, really.
Yeah.
But we had pretty much written the whole song structure-wise, but didn't have any lyrics.
And right.
We were playing we had a gig scheduled the night that we had like done that practice, and it was at U-Bar, and we hadn't written the verses. We only had the chorus.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, I'll just like improvise it.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like live on stage.
Yeah. But then we're like, oh, we've got like an hour or so until we play. Let's see if we can write something down. And so we came up with these two verses. And I think the first verse is exactly line for line what we came up with like 10 minutes before we went on stage. But I think the second verse, we changed some lines. I think the first line of the second verse was like talking about, I think it was little old grandma. She had her fun, went around the mountain, effing everyone. But we just we changed it because we didn't want to slander over our grandparents.
They're lovely people, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we changed it to Black Rock Johnny, and Black Rock is an organization that basically has shares, but it's basically the biggest like company in the world, and essentially owns every single company under them.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
So they're kind of the cause of, I guess, they're the people that are that their whole, like, life is just built on greed and, like, money over everything else.
Yeah.
And so we thought that would be quite a good, kind of thing to use in the song.
Definitely.
Something that, like, people would have to ask what it's about to, like, know what it's about and, like, have to research it to find out.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's cool because then it's bringing to, like, making people recognize who those people are.
You know what's funny? I thought Black Rock, for some reason, I thought it was like a ski town.
Like a ski town. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Black Diamond.
Cool dude. Yeah. Like a real cool dude on these like ski slopes. Yeah. He was just
that's the point. Like, it's like you kind of get the surface level. You can make of it what you want.
Yeah.
But so it can actually be anyone, like a fucking random dude in a ski town.
Yeah.
But it is actually corporate assholes who stick it to the man.
Definitely. Oh, that's so cool. So that is fantastic. That's what the song is about. Well,
what's wrong with the world today? Yeah.
That's what's wrong
the question. It's basically a provocative song that's asking you to, like, take a look at the world around you.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, so what do you think is wrong with the world today?
Where do you begin?
Yeah.
Everything is wrong with the world today. Not everything, I mean, obviously there's the climate crisis, so much wrong.
Sustainability.
I mean, this is the right show.
This is the show to talk about.
I'm not the most knowledgeable about all these subjects, but I don't dig too deep because I can get depressed quite easily.
Yeah, that's very fair.
But the climate crisis. I mean, there's all the stuff going on in Palestine at the moment too, which is just like horrific. What else is there? What's wrong with the world, Leo?
Yeah, you can go quite deep.
You can go quite deep.
I mean, a lot of the elections around the world are pretty crazy.
Yeah, the elections, politics, just the way that the world is run at the moment, I feel like there's so much that needs to be changed because we don't live very sustainable lives.
Yeah.
We're kind of running ourselves into the ground and kind of somehow we've become so detached from, like, the earth and Mother Nature, I guess, that we've lost so much of. We're not very in tune with the planet and are slowly destroying it and ruining our society, I guess, and all that stuff. But yeah.
What a note to move on from. speaking of elections, in just a couple minutes, at 8 o'clock, we're going to be having another interview with Helena, who lives in Germany and is a bit of a climate activist there. So we'll hear about what life is like there. But for now, let's hear What's Wrong by The Beatniks. You're on The One, Radio 1, 91 FM.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.